Hi. I'm kind of annoyed again for a lot of reasons, but I'm kind of in a burnout stage a little bit, I think, with this, which is okay. I think it comes in peaks and valleys and waves and ebbs and flows, and it's just part of it, and I will, I'm sure, get back to being really excited about this kind of content, about, I think I call my stuff that too much, my audios, getting back to making audios soon. I think it is just a natural waves of things. But and I know a lot of you are going to have the urge to say very nice things in the comments, and that's not necessary. You know what I mean? I feel bad. I don't want to ask you for reassurance or comfort or anything. That's not your job. And obviously I'm very lucky to have this. So I am aware of that, even as I am aware of my own just kind of emotional peaks and valleys. It kind of makes me feel bad, actually, when people are like, I mean, it doesn't make me feel bad, but you know what I mean? I feel sort of bad when people are like, oh, like, take all the time you need, like, it's like, no, like, I'm gonna do this, don't worry. Don't do that. Just shut up and listen, maybe. Is that okay? Is that okay if I tell you to shut up? I'm not going to be that mean today, but I do think we're going to get kind of rough and filthy, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll do like I don't care, like that kind of thing. Who knows? Okay. Do you think it would be hot if I didn't care, if I didn't, like, if I was sort of not paying attention to you? You know, like, I can tell that you want my attention, you know, you're getting close to me, or you're talking to me, or you're doing something to try to get me to look over at you, try to get me to see that look in your eyes and see what you want. And I'm just not paying attention. I'm just distracted. Maybe we're watching a movie or something. Or I'm doing something on my laptop or whatever. Or I'm reading. Like, I read books. I have been reading more lately, I swear. Anyways, I'm doing something else. And I can tell what you want from me. But I'm just not giving it to you. You know, I'm just sort of bored seeming, and you start to get frustrated. And right when you start to get frustrated and you're thinking about walking away or getting mad at me or whatever, I just put my hand on you. Just put my hand on you and keep doing what I'm doing. Just casually, my hand on your neck, my thumb across your collarbone. Just sort of like absent-mindedly sliding down your shirt. And squeezing your tits through your bra, maybe, if you're wearing one, and then underneath, and finding your nipple and teasing it. Still eyes on whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm watching, or would your lips part? Would you start to breathe heavier? I would notice that, even though I would be pretending not to. Or maybe I really don't notice. Maybe I'm really just absorbed in what I'm doing, and, you know, I can feel your skin, I can feel your body under my hand, but it's not really the focus of my attention. It doesn't really matter. It's casual. Like, sometimes I stop, like, sometimes I just let go of your nipple and lay my hand flat against your tit or up your chest, across your neck, across your cheek, your chin. Casually put my fingers in your mouth, let you suck on them. Would you suck on them? Would you be a good girl like that even if I'm not paying attention to you? Would you be annoyed? Would you grab my hand? Would you steer it where you want it? Would you let me just play with you when I'm not even paying attention? What if I lifted up your shirt so you could see your own tits and my hands on them? Just immediate access to you. Entitlement to your body. And I'd have to bring you down, I guess, get you into a position where I can really easily reach all of you without, you know, too much fuss. It's maybe like with your head in my lap, so that you're kind of laid down there. Yeah, that sounds good. Or across my lap, or just sort of cuddled in really close to me. Any of those. So I can keep playing with your tits and squeezing, pinching kind of hard. Even though it's like there's no exertion or energy really on my face or in the rest of my body, just like a casual hard pinch here and squeeze there, just sinking and digging my fingers in. And slide my hand down your back and grab your ass through whatever you're wearing. Dig my fingers in there. Get a feel of you. Smack your ass through your shorts or your pants or whatever. Down your legs, your thighs. Just casually feeling you. And I would take my time. Again, stop and start. Right when you think about doing something, think about saying something, think about really trying to demand my attention, right when you're getting frustrated. It's when I'd slide my hand into your shorts, into your pants, and start playing with your pussy, casual, absently, distractedly, feeling how wet that made you. What do you think? How wet did that make you? Not having my eyes on you, not having my attention, just having my hand toying with your body, lifting up your shirt and pulling down your shorts just to get a feel of you. How wet would that make you? Wet enough to smear all over my fingers? Hot little cunt. Just slowly, lazily teasing your clit, circling the entrance to your cunt, pushing in a little bit, but not very much. Around your clit, but not really touching it. Cupping your whole pussy and rubbing with my palm. Would you spread your legs for me? What a sight that would be, huh? Your head in my lap, your legs spread. And my attention just totally distracted, not on you at all. Just my fingers working between your legs. Would your hips move? Would they start to rock and hump against my hand? How desperate would you get? For me to stop teasing, would you grab my hand? Would you grab my wrist? Would you say something to me? I would ignore you. Or if you were being really distracting, I would tell you to shut up. I don't have to say it like that. I could say, could you please be quiet? Could you please be quiet? Thank you. That's one way. Or shut up is another way. But I'd rub your clit. I'd give you what you want, finally, huh? Just rubbing your own wetness all over that clit. Teasing it, getting it nice and aching and swollen and sensitive. Slide my fingers inside you. Finger fuck you like that. Deep inside you. Get you all over my fingers and maybe slide my hand out so I can feed you some of your own wetness, huh? Would you lick it off my fingers, suck it off my fingers like a good slut? I could go back to your tits. Make your nipples all wet and glistening with your own fucking arousal. Smear it on you. Fuck. And then go back to your pussy. Circle your clit like that. Just like that. Like a little too fast, you know? Like a little too fast. A little overstimulating. Like you're going to come a little bit too soon, or maybe it's a little too much and you're actually going to like ruin it, you know? Like you're going to get oversensitive, like kind of like that. And still just keeping my attention on whatever I'm doing, even as I torture that clit. Pinch and rub it and circle it and tease it. And with your head in my lap, maybe you would see how hard I'm getting. Gray sweatpants or whatever the fuck. See that bulge? See the thick outline of my cock? Just inches from your face. It's like feel the warmth of me. Warmth of my thigh. The warmth of my body and smell. Clean, natural scent of me. Would your mouth water? Would you try to get closer? Would you be too busy moaning from my fingers on your clit? I want to see how much of a mess I could make you. See how loud I could make you, how desperate. Without giving you my attention. without saying anything. Without even looking at you, you know. But I could get both hands involved, you know. I like the idea of getting kind of rough, you know, even when I'm not paying attention, so. One hand just finger fucking you. And the other just grabbing your jaw, grabbing your cheek, wrapping around your throat, that kind of thing. Just really manhandling you. Would you come like that? Would you come like that? Desperate little ignored slut. Would you come like that? Would you? Would you be a good girl and come like that? Come on. Come on. You wouldn't have this. You wouldn't have me talking to you. You'd barely see my breath change. You'd only have my fingers, my hand, and the sight of my covered erection just like really close to you. And my arm, my forearm across you, and the muscles moving in it, in my wrist. That's all you'd have. Would you come like that still? Would you come like that with your head in my lap? Would you come nice and hard? See if you can get my attention, huh? See if you can make me look over at you. See if you can moan and shake. See if I can't resist looking at your face. All screwed up like that. Your mouth open. Your eyes wide open or squeezed shut. See if you can get my attention, huh? See if you can get my attention when you come. Say my name. Or call me daddy. Or whatever. See if you can earn my attention. Go ahead. Go ahead and come for me. See if you can come good enough for me. See if you can come good enough for me. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's it. That's it. That's it. Be a good slut. Be a good fucking slut. And see if you can come good enough to get my attention. Huh? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I can tell you are. I can feel you shaking against me, and out of the corner of my eye, I can see you kind of writhing in my lap. I can feel your thighs squeezing shut. My hand still going, still fucking you, still rubbing your clit. But I don't know. I don't know if that's good enough to get my attention. I don't know if I would look over. It would be hard. It would be hard not to, but I don't know. I think I could. I think I could resist. When I rub you through it, when you come like that for me. With no one to fucking pay attention to you, huh? What a wasted orgasm. You look so pretty. Huh? I bet you look so fucking pretty when you come. Miss, what a waste. Because I'm not looking at you. I can hear you, at least. I can't help but hear you. You won't shut up. You won't be quiet. Maybe I should put my hand over your mouth when you come. Just so you don't distract me, you know? Maybe that would be cheating. I'm gonna put my fingers in your mouth. Stifle you. That's a good idea. The sound and the feeling of you gushing around my fingers and getting my hand all wet like that and hearing you. It's distracting. So now you have to take care of that distraction for me. I'm keeping my eyes on what I'm doing. And reach down and take out my cock. See that thick, hard cock come out. Just inches from your mouth. Would you open your mouth, or do you just let it rest against your cheek? Get my hands on your head, maybe in your hair, maybe not. And just steer your mouth onto my cock. And just keep doing whatever I'm doing. Watching the movie or working on my laptop or whatever. And just casually fuck your face. Slowly just pushing your head down. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Like, your cheek still resting on my thigh, kind of still like in my lap, and just pushing my cock into your mouth. Tiny movements of my hips, just like that. Just using you, really, right? And not moaning or making very much noise, just like that, tiny breath changes. So I push my cock down your throat, into your mouth, past your lips, using your lips, your mouth, like a fucking sex toy. Would you make that mouth nice and wet for me, huh? Would you drool, get a little sloppy around it? And I'd hold you down on it every once in a while, you know, with all that thick cock in your mouth, filling up your mouth, laying across your tongue. Hold you down like that and then let you off. I want you sloppy. See those spit trails between your lips and my cock. But I wouldn't look. I wouldn't look, so I guess you'd have to be sloppy enough that I can hear it, you know. I can feel it. I feel your spit running down my cock onto my balls. Maybe I would slap it on your face. Rub it all over your lips and your cheek. Fuck you up, huh? I mean, to mess up that pretty face. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. And take it a little harder, huh? Do you? Need to thrust a little faster. Fuck a little deeper. Push down a little more. Reach down and grab your tits again. Play with them. Smack your ass. And play with that sensitive little cunt again, huh? Would it still be sensitive and aching, stinging a little bit? Well, I just toy and play with it. And fuck my cock down your throat. Fuck your face. Just steady and relentless. I'll make you drool. I'll make you choke and smack around my cock. Just fucking and pushing and fucking and pushing and touching you, hands all over you, tugging your clothes off, whatever you have on left, pulling it off you. Lifting your hips, yanking it down your legs. You probably have to like twist a little bit, you know. I'd keep my cock in your mouth as best I can. Hold your head in place so I can keep using your mouth. Get you naked and then grab your hips and bring you onto my cock. Still not looking at you. Still not looking at you, and I don't know if I'm going to, you know. Maybe you thought that this audio would end with me being like, oh, and then I finally pay attention to you. I don't know, maybe not. You know? Isn't this fun? Isn't this fun? How could I fuck you without you getting in the way of what I'm trying to do? You could bounce on my cock. You could straddle me, but then your body might be in the way, you know? I don't know, maybe you could kind of lean to the side while I grab your hips and just fuck my cock into you. But not really fucking, like more like holding your hips and fucking you up and down on it, right? You can do all the work. You can do all the moving for me. Just jerking off my cock with your pussy. Over and over and over and over again. Or you could turn around. I could go to the edge of the couch and you could bend over, put your hands on the floor, your head down, you know, so that your top half isn't in the way. Just bounce your ass in my lap. Just your ass and your pussy. My own little jerk off toy, huh? Maybe I'd look down. Maybe I'd look down when your head's down so you can't see. And just look down at that perfect, pretty pussy gushing and gripping around my cock while you take it. Take that fat cock from me. Look at your ass. Spread it open with my hands while I use you. Look down at your asshole. Maybe I'll use that after. How do you want this to end? Still ignored, but feeling my thrusts get erratic, feeling my fingers hard, gripping onto you, fucking you onto me faster and faster, feeling me shudder and let out like the first actual sounds, like as I spill it all inside you, huh? Pump you full of it. Breed that little pussy. Breed my fucking toy, huh? Is that what you want? Would you rub your clit, see if you can make yourself come before I do? Before I'm done. Before I take you off of me and throw you back onto the couch and keep ignoring you. Would you try to get off before that? So mean. Damn. So mean. If you didn't get off in time, if you didn't come before I did, then I guess we'd have to start all over again, right? I just lay my hand out for you. You could straddle it and grind on it until you come. Would that work? Would that work for you? I'm just mindlessly humping my hand. It's not even moving. Or my leg. Okay. Hey, this is why I have the aftercare audio, right? I mean, it wasn't that rough. It wasn't that rough. I don't know. I think some people, maybe the ignoring stuff is more affecting, or maybe it's not. We can do some breathing. It's okay. It's okay. is just pretend. Wasn't real. It's okay. Hey, you're safe. You're safe. It's just an audio. And take some deep breaths and come back to yourself. It's okay. That's it. That's a good girl. That's it, sweetheart. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.